We're coming now to this morning's reading. So can I ask the four folks that we've got coming out? Jackie, you just come out. You just come out. So, four folks, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but it's done like a script. So there's four different people reading it. I would suggest don't look it up. I normally suggest do look it up, but today just listen to what they hear, to what you hear, and listen to them as they speak.
Our bodies have many parts, but the many parts make up only
one body
when they are all put together.
So it is with the body of Christ, the phrase the Bible uses for the people in church.
Each of us is a part of the one body of Christ.
Some of us are Jews.
Some are Gentiles.
Some are slaves.
And some are free.
But the Holy Spirit has fitted us
all together
into one body.
Yes, the body has many parts.
Not just one part.
If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body.
And what would you think if you heard an ear say,
I am not part of the body because I am only an ear and not an eye?
Would that make it any less a part of the body?
Suppose the whole body were an eye.
Then how would you hear?
Or if the whole body were just one big ear,
how would you smell anything?
But that isn't the way that God has made us.
He has made many parts for our bodies.
And has put each part just where he wants it.
But still there is only one body.
The eye can never say to the hand,
I don't need you.
The head can't say to the feet,
I don't need you.
Now here is what I'm trying to say.
All of you together
are the one body of Christ.
And each one of you
is a separate
and necessary part of it.
Amen.